Hi, Sandy. This is Cindy in Allentown, PA. You just added me today, but I just wanted to tell you, I've listened to a couple of shows. I think I'm in love with you. Let's go to Vermont and do that whole thing. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that. Okay, you have a good night. All right, bye. Hey, Sandy. This is Cindy in Allentown, Mafia King. I was going to email this, but I was like, nah, fuck it. I'll just leave a message like I do at 2 o'clock in the morning. I just want to share with you the weirdest thing happened tonight. Oh, not the weirdest, but it was just like really odd. After dinner tonight, I was pretty beat, and I took a nap that turned into like a 3-hour like coma. But I could have swore I heard your voice in my sleep. I woke up and I was like, holy shit, Sandy's like in my dreams now. What the hell? But I wanted to share that with you. This is just getting out of control. Maybe I need to lay off the reruns for a little while. But yeah, I just wanted to tell you that. And you're like in my top friends now. Like my top 100, I'm just kidding. Top 12, whatever that is. I don't know how many you can fit on there. But you're on there now. All right. So you have a good night. I'm going to go back to bed. I have to work tomorrow. But okay. You take care. Bye. Sandy, it's Cindy. I have to tell you something. This is very difficult for me to say, but okay, I'm just going to say it. I listened to another lesbian podcast tonight. I didn't mean for it to happen. It just happened. Okay. You know, they requested me. I went to their MySpace page. It's just, you know, I've listened to all your episodes over and over. And I guess I just needed more, you know? I know there's no excuse, but, you know, I thought of you the whole time, you know? But I want to come back, okay? I want to come back to the Lesbian Mafia. You don't want to talk to me anymore. And you can find in your heart to forgive me. Yeah, I just don't know if I can forgive myself. So, okay. All right.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs.
Yeah, I'm a lesbian. Hello, you're listening to show number 11 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. That didn't sound right either. Last time I sounded like an idiot, and now this time I don't know. All I know is that my neighbor refuses to trim her hedges, and it's growing into my driveway. So when I try to back up into my driveway, the entire right side of my car rubs against her hedges. And I always trim it. Every summer I trim it because she won't do it. She just won't do it. And this summer, for some reason, I just didn't feel like doing it because I think it's... Oh, no. The reason why I didn't do it is because this summer, she trimmed her side of the hedges, which I think is fucking rude. I think that's rude. If you're going to trim your side, then you should at least trim my side. Okay? If she keeps those hedges like that growing out all over the place like a jungle in front of her house and that's what everybody could see, imagine what we can't see. If that's any indication of how she keeps her privates, well, it's no wonder her husband's never home. Anyway, so there's really only one story that's going on right now that's getting on my nerves, and it's this whole Michael Vick thing. Vick, whatever the fuck his name is. And here's a guy who, for whatever reason, is a sociopath. And what's shocking to me is that all of these people are men, of course, coming to his defense because they're sympathetic to him for whatever their reasons are. And it's just shocking to me because I can already predict what things are going to look like a year from now. This guy is going to do a year at most. This. Honestly, I don't know what he is. And the NFL has not disciplined him and won't. They're waiting for the judges. Right. That's how that works, you know. You wait for the judges. Right. That's the NFL. That's the NFL for you. You don't have to pay your cheerleaders. They work for free. That's the way that works over there, too. And they have to buy their own uniforms. You don't even supply the cheerleaders with your uniforms. And these guys are making millions upon millions of dollars a year. And the NFL is, God knows, a probably a billion-dollar enterprise. And they cannot afford to supply these cheerleaders with uniforms? Are you kidding me? I can't. You know what? Honestly, I mean, I can't, really. And you know what? This guy, whatever, he strangled some dogs. In this country, men can murder their wives and walk. Robert Blake? Overwhelming amount of evidence that this man murdered his wife. Walked the guys out. That's it, walking. Walking free in the breeze, enjoying his golden years. OJ? Walking, playing golf, writing books. So, I'm not really sure what they're going to do to a man who murdered some dogs. But yeah, so, you know, that's the aggravation, you know. Wish women would control their men. Someone will marry this man. I don't understand. Nothing makes sense to me. I can't. Look, let's just start.
These hiccups won't go away, Shalay. What am I going to do about these hiccups?
I don't know, Jihad. I don't know.
Oh, my God. They won't go away.
They're demon-possessed hiccups.
I'm possessed by that kid that sings. Oh, my God.
Drink some water. Hold your breath.
Okay, I'm just trying to drink the water. Do you know what the honeymooners are?
Does that scare you?
What?
Not that, I guess it didn't work. Never mind. I was trying to scare the hiccups out of you.
Oh, scare me.
What the hell did I scream? Oh, it
No, it didn't work. I still have it. Try to scare me again.
Boo.
No.
Well, I can't scare you because you're expecting it.
Can you please scare me again?
Okay, I will scare you, but I'm not going to tell you when.
All right. Okay, scare me.
I will when the time's right.
Oh, my God.
I'm working on a scare right now.
Now, did you ever see... You know who the honeymooners are, right? Because you act like you weren't born in this country. I can ask people in Africa something, and they'll know more about what goes on here than you do.
I can't help it. Don't pay attention to what goes around me. I'm like in my own little world.
Don't raise your voice when you speak to me.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I forgot your PMS.
Don't raise your tone in that fashion.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please scare me? Do you know who the honeymooners are?
Yes.
Did you ever see the one where Ed Norton had the hiccups and he kept saying, I have the hiccups?
No. I can't recall that now.
Hey, baby.
I'm trying to find the perfect scare.
Hurry.
Hold on. Okay. I think I've got the perfect scare for you. Please hold while I direct you to my scare department. Thank you. Wait, that was my scare department.
What the hell is that?
I ran the phone into the speaker.
That sounded like Planet Rock.
Here.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. That was my scare. Oh, here.
Yo, dumb motherfucker!
What is that?
That's Joe Pesci.
Oh, do the one that I like.
Oh, my God. Which one was that? I'm looking at a million of them here.
The one where he says, I'll kill you and then I'll go to the bank.
Oh, well, let me see if I can find that one.
This is going to be the next song that comes out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't be such a fucking smart ass, will you?
I wish I could find a fart one where I could say, for all you biters. Oh, Sandy! probably because of the orgasm. But no, listen, listen, I found something here. Here you go.
What?
Oh, here's another one. Here's another one.
Oh my God, that is so unbelievably juvenile.
Kudos.
Do you have anything else?
Mm,
oh my God, now I have a headache. My hiccups are gone. But I have a headache now. Oh my God, I thought my head was going to explode with that last one. All right, go ahead, try another one.
Here's an anus madness.
Oh my God, my head. Thank you for the soundboard, because I haven't been able to use it.
Welcome, Sunday.
Okay, so I've been telling you that this is going to get in the way of our friendship if you keep talking about my girlfriend.
I'm sorry, Sandy, but she is a slutty, trashy-looking whore.
How can you say that? How can you say that about my imaginary lover?
I just can't.
Mistress Julia is perfectly... She is perfectly stunning. What is wrong with Mistress Julia?
She just doesn't appeal to me. She's tacky looking.
Have you been to her MySpace?
Sandy, you have shown me every picture on earth by this woman.
It's Mistress...
YouTube and YouTube. Picture after picture.
I'm not selling you on Mistress Julia.
No.
Can we go to her MySpace, please?
Okay, go to her MySpace, please.
Mistress Julia, Julia. She has 203 photos of herself up.
Yeah, she's probably cocky.
Is that why you're not attracted to her, because she looks cocky?
She just doesn't appeal to me, because she looks trashy. She dresses like a hoe. She carried herself in a different manner. Yeah, she'd be pretty. She's got a pretty face. But I don't know, her nose is a tad bit big.
Her nose? What's wrong with her nose?
It looks a little bit big, yeah.
You're on drugs. There is nothing wrong with that woman's face.
I think you fogged up your computer screen. Why don't you just, like, wipe it off a little bit there?
There is nothing wrong. Her teeth are perfect. Her eyes are beautiful.
Her nose just offsets her face. It's just her nose.
Look at her nose. Hold on.
Look at her nose.
A woman is not her nose.
Well, I look at noses. And I look at hands. And I look at lips. She does have pretty lips, though.
She has pretty everything, and her nose is perfection. Do you understand? It is perfection.
If she would just shrink her nose down some, she'd be perfect.
How can you say that?
Oh, well.
There is no, physically, there. I don't know what type of person she is, personally. Physically, she's...
She's a roughneck. She's a rough chick. Well, you take this vodka, and you pour it this way, and you pour it that way. She's rough.
What, you talking about the YouTube video?
Yeah, she's like, you put your vodka this way, you pour it that way, and you drink it. This one tastes like chocolate and pussy, and this one here is just bad.
See, you have to understand, I grew up in...
I'm around something like that. If you go on, baby, I'm going to beat the shit out you.
So you have to understand, I was raised in the Bronx, so girls like that, I'm used to them.
Well,
that doesn't faze me.
Okay.
Well, I guess maybe to other people who haven't been around. This is what I meant. Remember when I said that the girls around here, they're tougher than most of the dykes that I know?
That's true. You did say that, yes.
They are. They're just tough. But, you know, it doesn't change the fact that I'm in love with her.
I said you're in love with a bisexual. Hmm. You slam them, just as I do, and you're in love with one. Sandy, I think we're bi.
You think that we're bi? Why? Because we like Zac Efron?
Yeah. Over an 18-year-old boy. It's a hottie.
Well, I'll tell you this, is I would never get into a relationship with a bisexual, but I can certainly appreciate her from a distance.
Well, okay, you appreciate that big-nosed lady from...
And there is nothing wrong with that woman. Nothing wrong with...
You got that right. I bet she can smell anything like 500 miles from her area. Yeah.
Silly!
No, Oh, God, that's hard. Why take that back? That shouldn't say anything about someone's nose.
She's less of a woman.
She's not a good person because of the way she carries herself, Sandy. My God, you know that one video you showed me? That's pretty nasty. Ugh.
But, you know, I can't, you know, when you keep bringing that up because you know I have no argument.
That's right. That's the only way I can get you.
I wonder if she really does kiss that way, because you know what it's like, and I've been with my share of bisexuals, and kissing a bisexual is always like kissing a mop.
And their tongues, it's like they try to,
I don't know what they're trying to do. It's like they're trying to kill you when they kiss you.
They kiss like a man.
Ugh, especially, yeah, when they're like actively with men,
mm-hmm.
and you kiss them. It's like you got to retrain them on how to kiss, not like you're trying to clean my toilet. I didn't say that I wanted to marry her, even though I do, but I didn't say I did.
I'm a classy woman. Sharon Stone.
I would love, please, I'd love to.
Oh, I know. Who wouldn't love to,
Who wouldn't love to, Sharon Stone? No, you know what it is? She's just a regular chick. She's just a regular schlub from the neighborhood.
Yeah, I guess you could say she is.
And I think that's what appeals to me about her. I don't.
Oh,
I don't,
everyone you show me, she's just so. You just tell she's that slutty, sleep with whoever she wants type of person, and she probably doesn't have an ounce of romance in her body.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll see a bitch lay down. Oh, God.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Looking on the outer, look on the side.
I'm in love with Mistress Julia. There's nothing I can do about it. It's irrational.
I don't like this at all.
Love doesn't make any sense. Love has no rhyme or reason.
Hmm. Send her some roses. Better yet, send her a dildo. She'll probably appreciate it better. I hope she doesn't listen to your show. If she does, she's going to come after me. I'm coming at that redneck bitch. Oh, my God. I need some freaking nunchucks now or something. I'll take the bitch out!
Okay, so are you officially... This is like, you know, those boxing shows where they say they want to fight somebody? Are you officially calling Mistress Julia to fight you?
That's right. I'm calling her out right here now. Bring it on! Get on! Get on! Get on! Get on! Get on! Get on! Any day, any time, I'll take you on. Just keep your nose out of the way.
Sugar Shay Shelley.
She's got long legs, though. She could knock me out with her legs.
I'd like for her to wrap those legs around.
And I'm sure she's wrapped them around like 1,000 other people, too.
There is no
STD waiting for you right there.
There is no end to how low you will go to strike at my imaginary lover. Her legs are flawless. Her body is perfection.
Well, yeah, I gotta agree with you there. She does have a nice body.
Oh, really?
She has a nice body. It's just her nose is big and she just comes off as being a trashy slut.
Where do you see a big nose? This is what I'm...
Let me go to paint, okay? Let me copy and paste her picture of paint, and let me circle it for you with a big red circle.
You know what? This is the type of talk that gives women bad self-esteem, and because we're looking for a flaw on a woman. Instead of looking at all of the beauty that's in front of you, you find one flaw. Maybe she doesn't have a perfect model nose. That's the one thing you can find on her. I mean, are you kidding?
Are you preaching to me or what? What is this? Christ almighty!
One little thing. That's like walking into a rose garden and only seeing the thorns.
Well, you marry her and just see how much romance you get out of her.
I didn't promise you a rose garden.
Oh, my God, my ears.
Very sorry for the people wearing earplugs right now. You know, and it's not easy to get people to sing on podcasts. What they don't understand is the point is to sing badly. If you sing nicely, then it's not funny. Do you understand?
Well, I can sing badly for you. In the pines, where I first lost my mind. There you go.
Thank you very, very
much. Mrs. Julie, bring it on.
Oh, my Lord. All right.
Yeah.
Orbit bubblegum is the best.
What? Orbit? Oh, yeah. Don't I hear commercial now?
Okay, so you have me thinking about Julia in a different way.
So how do you feel about her now?
Well, I'm really not, you know, I'm not into partying and stuff. So, I mean, we can't be married.
I'm glad you're finally opening your eyes, Sandy Cakes. Finally, you see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
So what's your conclusion?
Maybe I have to find a blonde-haired girl from the country who wears summer dresses and milks cows. And she carries a basket from the farmhouse into the house, and it's filled with eggs. Matronly.
Countryfied.
Great.
You want a girl that eats possums, too?
Well, I want her to make blueberry pie. And
what?
I don't really like blueberry pie. I just want a woman that I can hit and won't, you know, respond back. Someone who'll just sit there and stay hit.
And you want them to hit you back.
Oh, my God. I'm so kidding. I'm so kidding.
You want an abusive relationship.
There's plenty of those to go around, that's for sure. Well, see, Mistress Julia, she would kick my ever-loving ass.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, I've got a perfect solution here for you.
Okay,
you can go to her, get your ass kicked. Feel, like, satisfied. And then you can go to the country girl and have your blueberry pies and feel all lovey-dovey.
And kick her ass. And then I could kick her ass.
And then you kick hers.
I can't go for that. No, oh, no can do. I can't go for that. No. No can do.
No. No can do.
No.
No.
No, no can do.
No can do.
No can do. Well, thank you very much, Shalay.
You're welcome, Sandy.
Hi there. So we're waiting for Lolly to call me back because her iPhone disconnected me, as usual. That's a nice phone you have there.
Hold on.
All right. What are you doing?
I was trying to find you this restaurant. It's a Brazilian pizzeria, and it's called Piola. And there's one, I think maybe two in New York. And they make everything, like, fresh. It's really fucking good. But they have this cheese. I can't even explain to you how good the cheese is.
My mouth is watering. I will go and order a pizza there. I will do it. Because I want to feel close to you. So if I...
You have to try it. It's really good.
Yeah, there's listeners in Brazil, you know, in like Rio and all these different places. And
I love Brazil!
Yeah. So, you were out last night.
Yeah, destroying the town.
Right, destroying your body. Were you drinking and smoking too?
I'm a smoker.
Right, so you're destroying your body. Voluntarily destroying your body. And
oh, shut up. Like, you didn't used to smoke and drink.
I know. It's so terrible. So terrible.
We used to smoke a pack of cigarettes, huh?
I know. I wish I could take all of those years back. All of them. I wish I was my own mother. Because I
wouldn't listen to your own self.
Oh, no?
Trial and error. You got to go out there and try it yourself and be in, like, you know?
You got to go out there and get emphysema all on your own.
No one's going to hold your hand.
So you had a cinnamon drink. What was that now?
I think it was called a flaming root beer or something like that. And it was Bailey's Goldschlager and 151. And then they light it on fire. And then from like a foot and a half above the drink, you just start sprinkling cinnamon from like a shaker. And it looks like fireworks. It's really cute. Like sparklers.
Yeah, that sounds like a real safe thing to do in a dark place with all women's long hair flowing all over the place.
Bitch, you know I fucking stood back. I'm not gonna get no fucking sparks on me and ruin my clothes or my hair. It's really pretty. I mean, you could do it with other types of drinks, too. But this one in particular tasted pretty pleasant.
My friend's mom used to keep Bailey's in the refrigerator and just drink it like it was soda.
Damn.
And then every time she opened up the refrigerator, she would act like she was doing something really bad and rebellious. Anyway, I was looking last night. There's people listening in Saudi Arabia. I mean...
Honey, not everybody that lives in Saudi Arabia is a fucking terrorist.
Who said anything like that? You see how sensitive you get when I start talking about Al-Qaeda?
I'm not Middle Eastern. Fucking bastard. You know, because you sound ignorant.
That was a great comeback.
I'm gonna come and strangle you. You make me crazy.
You're not Middle Eastern. You're Armenian.
No,
even if you were.
That was only because we were forced out of their own country.
out of Armenia.
Yeah.
Because of the Turks?
Yes, because of the Armenian genocide.
Right, which never happened, by the way.
Exactly, which never happened. We just sat there and made it up, and it never happened.
Right, okay. Okay, take a Valium.
Big old mess. But it never happened.
It never happened. I'd like to have dirty Armenian sex. What kind of sex do Armenian people have?
What kind of sex do Armenians have?
Armenians are very sexy. You know me, I'm fucking sexy. You know, a sexy motherfucker.
I like pushing your buttons.
At least in every conversation you do something that, like, boils my blood.
Yeah, and then I get guilty and then I call back, like, a day later and apologize.
Yeah, you don't call me back. You'll email me, like, a week later. You won't even call me.
Really?
You're a fucking cunt.
Do I do that? I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Other than that, I truly, truly love you.
Okay, well, I want to make a change. I want to be a better person.
I wouldn't change anything about you. You just wanted me to tell you what one thing pisses you off, me off about you. But I wouldn't change that because that's part of who you are.
Yeah, but it gets on your nerves. I don't want to get on your nerves.
It gets on my damn nerves. Tell me something that pisses you off about me.
You get on my nerves. You don't piss me off. Sometimes you
get on your nerves because I'm not the woman that you want me to be. I don't fit the standards of what you want.
Yeah, it's just things like that I wish you were, you know, different in certain ways. Parts of you were different. But that doesn't piss me off. I piss you off. And chances are, if I'm pissing you off, I'm pissing other people off.
I'm eating a muffin.
Oh, what kind of muffin?
It's a chocolate streusel muffin.
Oh, God, that sounds heavenly, Lolly.
I made it.
Okay, well, I'll let you go eat your muffin. I think I'm done with you.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Are you there?
I'm here, Mama.
So what's the deal with the Curl Girls?
I like it because it's a little cute show.
What do they do on there? To me, I'm not really into reality shows, so I haven't really...
It's good. I like to see the fights.
They fight?
Yeah, the lesbians fight.
Oh, yeah.
I love the logo channel.
All right, let me put
it
on.
One thing I do like about the show, everybody looks like regular people, like, you know?
Yeah,
they don't look like showgirls.
Yeah, let me put it on. Hold on, let me get my remote.
Look at these two. They're always fighting. The blonde and the dark hair. Oh, they're always at it. I think she's cute.
Who's the brunette?
Oh, I love her, the one with the blonde.
Gorgeous. She's too tall for her, though.
Mm-hmm.
She's, wow.
She's all right. She ain't all that.
No?
Where the hell are you to talk?
I'm just saying.
I could say a lot of things you said. A lot.
I thought that you were f***ing hot, and what I got from you was that you were used to getting that attention from everyone, and maybe you didn't have that bit of spotlight attention, and I'm not saying you need that.
No,
but for a second, you felt like you did not have it. And you know what? It was nothing that I was one up. It was nothing I was trying to prove. I came into the group of all of you, and I put myself on the line, and I let you know who I was little bits by little bits. And there's no reason for somebody to have a personal vendetta against me that... You know that it's just
I have a personal vendetta against the hat that she's wearing.
You're naive and you're young and you have no f***ing clue what you're talking about. You said to me sentence, all you talk about is guys, but you portray yourself as a lesbian.
I'm not judging you in an aspect of something of me not knowing you.
Okay, you might be.
I'm a judge for what I see. I don't know what part
you're judging me. Don't do that, honey.
I'm
telling you, you're completely off base, honey.
Okay, so what were they even arguing about?
I think she was trying to say she was bisexual. Yeah.
They probably just have her on the show because she's really pretty. This isn't Dynasty enough. It's not, you know, there's not enough.
This is not the L word. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Where's that crazy music the L word plays? I want to hear that. Don't.
No, I want to see them, like, slapping each other, cheating on each other, stealing each other's girls. That's the only reason why I would watch a lesbian reality show.
Well, those two, the tall and the blonde hair one, they play each other all the time. Yeah.
I want to see them drunk, doing drugs. I want to see them totally...
Yeah, they get drunk.
I want total self-destruction.
Well, the three episodes that I saw, no one did drugs.
Well, then that's...
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see a big old mess. I'm going to have to sit and watch it from the beginning.
I still have drama all the time. I love you. Oh.
It just seems a little contrived.
I love her so much, but she doesn't understand me.
So what is this, Baywatch?
When you feel the board going down, you've caught it, so you can go.
I really don't care about surfing. Why does that water look so dirty?
Remember the little girl that got her arm eaten up by a shark?
Oh, yeah.
Me and that damn water.
I know, God forbid. I'm bored. I really don't care about surfing. I guess I'll have to watch more of it. I think they're jealous of the pretty girl.
I think she's prettier than her.
That's just because you like her, because that's your type.
Well, I guess the other one's your type.
Oh, my God.
The pretty girl.
If you say so.
The other one isn't.
I'm in love with Mistress Julia. Am I too over the hill for Mistress Julia? You don't have to answer that, because I already know I am. Oh, so Curl Girls is over. Okay, well, thank you for watching Curl Girls with me tonight. That was kind of fun. We're going to have to watch it again from the beginning.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Bye, Loa.
So that time has come again. The end of the show. I hate saying goodbye. I forgot to mention last time, the new MySpace is myspace.com/thelesbianmafiacast. So, if I haven't found you and you haven't reunited yourself, please do add yourself again. Because I miss you. Oh, and if you were wondering which YouTube video Shelley was referring to, it's the Mistress Julia versus the Grey Kangaroo. And you will see that she's clearly wrong. You decide. So wherever you are, at home, in your travels, on the train, the bus, walking, jogging, bicycling, ice skating, at the circus, wherever it is that you may be, church. I've heard that one before, you know. I think that's my favorite one. Mary in Boulder, Colorado, told me that she was listening in church. And it does not get any more gratifying than that. So thanks for sharing that, Mary. So whatever it is that you're doing, taking a bath, fondling yourself, I'm just really glad to be there doing it with you. Because in fact, I'm doing the very same thing. So until next time, toodles.
But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian. I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian. I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean. And no man can jump in between. No, they talk behind my back and criticize my life. But I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we when does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.